But, you know, I think that I think players, I mean, you would know it as well as anybody, and Kevin, I'm not dating you guys age-wise. Guys in this league are unbelievably good at turning the page. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I've seen more things happen in this league that you would say, "Wow, how are we going to deal with this?" And basically, you get up the next day, and it's like, "Did it happen?" I mean, just guys move on. So, I mean, it will not affect our guys. It really won't, and I don't think it's going to affect the coaches. But players are really good at moving on. They move on and they deal with the today, and this is, they're paid to do this, and they do it. And if they've got to deal with something else, they'll deal with it when the time comes. I really don't see it being we will answer the question, you know, you're here, so obviously, and it's a story, and we're going to answer the question pretty much every city we go into for the first time during the course of the year, but I think that'll be it.
A couple more from PJ.
PJ, with the inconsistent play from a lot of the players and the injuries, how much harder is that making as far as evaluating and then trying to come up with a starting lineup?
Oh, I mean, it probably makes it harder for that, but I'm the worst defender in terms of forgetting, because I was really disappointed with a lot of things that happened in Sacramento, and I was disappointed in Indiana only because we seem to have come so far the night before. Like, you start feeling good and think, wow, you know, we really look where we're at, and then we slip back. The reality was that, you know, we played the games in the wrong order is what we did. We shouldn't have played Sac at all, but I mean, we should have had the Indiana game before the Cleveland game, and then we'd have been elated. But it's just, they're doing a good job. I really think that a day off yesterday was as good for the coaches as it was for the players, just in terms of sitting back and like, you know, saying, well, what did you think was going to happen in 10 days or however many days it's been? Did you think like we were going to reinvent the wheel and all of a sudden we're ready to compete for the league championship October, right, or whatever the date, October 5th, I should remember, it's my wife's birthday. You know, we're not going to be there October 15th, and it's probably more important that I recognize that, and maybe we don't tell the players that in the middle of a game, but maybe after a game, or certainly at practice, the next time you practice, they're doing okay. They really are. To be honest with you, they're doing as well as we could have expected them to do, because their effort has been good, their attitude has been good, and we didn't have any way really of knowing how quickly stuff would get in or how quickly things would come together. So, you know, I more than anybody shouldn't forget that, you know, and probably in the locker room after the Sac game and in the locker room after the Indiana game, I did forget that. So, you know, we need to step back a little bit ourselves.
Last one, PJ.
At this point in time, just how much of the offense and defense is there?
I'm sorry.
How much of the offense and defense is in?
A decent chunk of the defense is in. Very little of the offense. I mean, if I pick numbers, 80-85% of the defense is in. You know, I mean, we're not going to do much different. We'll have a couple little wrinkles and stuff, but we've got most of it. We got mostly in. We need to probably put in another pick and roll defense, or, you know, we'll do a couple of wrinkles, doubling a guy, or, you know, some kind of little jump press or something like that. But for the most part, the defense is in. For the most part, I'd say similar number, and I wouldn't put words in Paul's mouth, but probably a similar percent of the fast break is in transition, you know, somewhere up in the 80s or something like that. Half-court offense, we probably have 15% in. I mean, that's why they're looking so bad. I'm not saying we also said from the beginning we weren't going to put a ton of stuff in. There's not going to be a ton of stuff in. We're going to try and be a transition team early in the clock. And then when we have to, we'll run something. But we need to work for sure on our offensive execution, and we need to get some more looks in. But that's the half-court offense is where we're way, way behind. And we're going to be for a while. I mean, we'll be playing Denver and Phoenix with a very short menu. No question about that. We'll be playing a bunch of games in November and December with a short menu. And if we ever get, you know, decent with the short menu, then we'll build on top of it. But I just, because of the situation and because of the fact that we're putting such an emphasis on the transition, it would be counterproductive at this point for both reasons to be spending more time on half-court offense. I mean, it doesn't help them at all. They look, you know, poorly coached, and it looks like they don't know our man offense when we're playing games. Well, they don't know our man offense because it ain't in, and they are poorly coached. So, I mean, that's why they're kind of playing the way they're playing right now on the offensive end. It's not their fault.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.